This is episode number 2437 of the Who Cares News for Monday, May 8th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Over the weekend, the coronation took place in jolly old England. The King Charles and Queen Camilla were crowned, and then the party began. Oh.
Wow.
It was a party at the coronation concert, headlined by Kitty Cat herself, Miss Perry, and dancing all the night long, all night long, Lionel Richie.
So
and
you
the
watched,
king was
right?
even bopping himself.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You watched the coronation itself, right?
I really tried, but it was in the middle of the night, and I kept falling asleep.
This is the weird thing, you know? It's like you
but
have
I've watched
all these
clips
people
since.
Filing in. Mm-hmm. This is like newsworthiness. It's like who's showing up? 2,200 people had a ticket. I mean, come on.
What, like, for the coronation?
Yeah.
I think 2,000 people were invited.
Last thing they did there was bury his grandma, or his mother, not his grandma, his mother. Well, you know, I get these things confused. I still think he looks like her. He favors her now that his hair is all gray.
You
kind
know
of
that
jets
you,
out a little bit on the end, kind of like hers did. Kind of
you know what must have been going through William's mind?
Oh, William's mind?
Yeah. Well, this before too long.
Yeah, right.
Be me.
It'll be me in a couple of years.
Him and Kate were very serious. They were very solemn.
Well,
I mean, they were very,
was,
you know, reverent.
I
guess.
Think you know the future king and queen of England. Think
their children. Oh my gosh, they're just adorable.
They took the kids.
They're just adorable.
Yeah,
they're so adorable.
Adorable, adorbs.
Anywho.
Yeah.
Well, see, we had Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, yep. Andrea Bocelli.
Wow.
You would have to have Andrea Bocelli.
Star-studded.
Nicole Scherzinger.
Yeah.
The All Before for the Majesties. Earlier at the coronation, Katy dressed all in pink, hat included.
Yeah, I saw that.
It became social media funny when she seemingly couldn't find her seat at the ceremony.
Really? Don't they have ushers at this damn thing?
You know, Prince Harry knew where his was.
Well,
you
know. Sure. He was probably told where his was.
With three rows back, he quickly found his seat home afterwards.
Yes, he did. He didn't waste any time getting out of there.
No, he didn't.
There was no parade for him, none of that crap. No balcony. He's like, I got to get home. The wife's going to be mad at me for coming in the first place. Got to explain this crap.
Well, you know, it's on Archie's birthday.
Uh-huh, that's true.
So he had to get home for that
Prince
party.
Prince Archie, I might add. He's still a prince.
He's still a prince.
Damn it.
Yep. And he's, let's see, King, then William, George,
man. He's
Charlotte.
He's like seventh in line or something.
Let's see, William, George, Charlotte, Louis.
Yeah.
Or Louis.
Then
Harry.
Harry.
Then Archie.
Yeah. Man.
So that's six. And then
a
little bit. Future King Wills. He made a nice speech at the concert, which he did. He shouted out his late grandmama in front of a star-studded guest. Boy, the crowds cheered for him, too.
Oh, sure.
Yes, of course.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, everybody loves Will. Charles, not so much.
But, you know, when they panned to Kate and Charlotte and George, you know, George, who took part in the ceremony, he was just nonplussed during the whole
concert.
Charlotte's like going, there's dad right there. Right there. There he is. There he is. And George is like, what?
Yeah. Who cares?
So it's now England can get back to business of keeping calm.
Let's keep calm. Carry on.
Kevin Costner is defending himself over rumors that claim he got a Yellowstone set worker pregos.
You know, this has not been Kevin Costner's couple of weeks, has it?
No, it hasn't.
This poor guy. I don't know if I should say poor guy. I don't know what's right. He's either poor guy or creepster. I don't know.
This is on the heels of him being blindsided by his wife of 18 years.
Yep.
Who filed for divorce last week while Kevin was golfing in Utah.
Oh, well, I don't know if he's golfing.
But if there was all these rumors about getting someone pregnant, is he really surprised? Is he really blindsided? I don't know.
I don't know. I did hear he's still golfing. He's finding solace on the golf courses of Utah. And that's his golf course, right? The one at his
probably
massive
so.
Property. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That we're going to go stay at.
We're going to stay. Well, yeah.
Unless she gets in a divorce. I don't know.
No. I heard that prenup is...
Ironclad.
All the properties go back to him. Yeah.
He's wrapping Yellowstone. The end is coming this November.
Yeah, I'm disappointed about that.
Well,
I don't think
there's
they're
a
done.
Sequel.
I don't care.
With Matthew McConaughey.
So I got that. But, you know, Kevin is like the glue. I think that sometimes when you see them.
He's the patriarch. I mean,
when they do the dinner scenes. Yeah. And the kids are there and it's him. He just wants to tell them all to shut the hell up.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't raise you to be this way. I love that show. I'm going to miss it. Although this gives me time now to watch the other spinoffs. The Taylor Sheridan spinoffs. You could do them anyway.
I wonder what Taylor Sheridan thinks about all the crap going on behind the scenes.
So here's what I've heard. Okay, I'm going to dish a little.
Lay it on me.
Taylor Sheridan has taken a long time to get recognized in Hollywood, and all of a sudden, he's the it boy.
Yeah.
You know, all these shows, Tiger King, Tulsa King. Tulsa King, and all of these, and there's one other I can't remember, and he's getting ready to do another, you know, he's the it boy. And so,
Tulsa King?
Yeah, that's his show. So the thing about Taylor is he creates these shows, and he writes them all.
Yes.
Some people have said maybe he's starting to float on cloud ego a little bit. So there was a talk that he and Kevin have clashed. And that this may be why Kevin's like, all right, I'm done.
Well, because he's doing another thing.
He's doing a big thing. Two Westerns. So.
And he's writing, producing, directing, starring.
Yeah, right, exactly. So.
But you know what, Kevin Costner? This resurgence in your career.
Oh, yeah.
Taylor Sheridan.
You should say you're welcome. Because
I mean, thank you.
I'm going to say two words, Kevin Costner. Never forget these two words. Waterworld. Waterworld.
So a tough week for Kevin. And by the way, naturally he denies the whole pregnancy claim.
Well, yeah, of course.
And timing being what it was for the shooting, probably pretty tough to make that one stick, given the last time Kevin was on set.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Apparently it's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a minute. And with our apologies to everybody that's worked for Taylor Sheridan, because, you know, nobody wants to work for that, except for the paychecks. And Halle Berry. More Who Cares Tomorrow.
That's made them all famous.
That's right. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.